'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even the whale. The vinyl was stacked on the table with care, in hopes that Spirocco soon would be there. The DJs were planning their holiday shows in the basement of alumni, 'cause that's how it goes. With finals week coming and stress levels high, relax for a moment with WONY. Happy holidays from WONY Oneonta. Don't forget to keep it locked this holiday season.
Today's topic is one I believe we all think about. It pervades our pop culture and every so often boosts in relevance in the public discourse, if not just for a day, as new information and stories come out. The topic is aliens. Where does the public stand? It is important to note that due to COVID safety, my participants are rather limited, and therefore the group is made up of college students, both male and female identified, ranging from ages 18 to 21. Okay, so the question of the day is, do you believe in aliens? Why or why not?
You know, I think the term alien is very misconstrued. I do 100% believe that there are other life forms out there in the universe. Do I believe that they're the big scary green thing that comes and abducts people and probes them? No, but I guarantee at least 5 planets, or, you know, I guess anything in orbit around in our solar system has some form of at least bacteria living on it.
I do believe in aliens. People see things like UFOs, and if they are not real, then what are they looking at? What do they see? Also, people have stories of getting, like, abducted by aliens.
The universe is pretty much infinite for the most part, so there's got to be other life forms out there that, I mean, we may not know of it now because we don't have the technology to see it now, but definitely there are aliens out there somewhere, and they're going to find us.
I mean, I don't know about, like, aliens are just stuff that's not on pretty much Earth, but there's so many, like, different planets and, like, just the universe in general that I feel like there is some other life form.
Okay, yes, 100%. I love this question. First of all, the universe, real big, right? There's no way that there's nothing, right? I have no idea what level of intelligence or sentience it has, but there literally has to be something else out there. And I'm really holding out hope that there's something out there that can actually think so we can go be best friends with aliens.
The first question I would ask the alien is, what do they think of our civilization here on Earth?
This is a tough question. What do they do for fun?
How they survive, how, like the basic needs that they need in order to function. What cool-ass things they have there that maybe that's more advanced than us.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how likely are you to invade our planet?
I'd probably cry, to be honest. I would cry. And I'd probably, like, rethink what's going on in my life. And that would be like, what's up? How's it going? That's what I would ask it. I would just act like it's normal human, you know?
So what have we learned? It would seem that the general belief in otherworldly life is a resounding yes. Thank you to my participants.
Brandon Martin.
Caitlin Rose McNamara.
Sarah Rose Descent.
William Ford. And
Clayton Evan Davis.
This could not have been done without your help.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On Thursday, December 12th, the SUNY Oneonta Campus Thrift Shop, located in Hunt Union, is accepting donations of gently used and new career clothes and shoes, winter gear, and home decor, happening from 8 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. The annual Hunt Union Holiday Craft Fair, featuring quality handmade crafts by local and regional crafters, is happening Saturday, December 14th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. This is a great place to find handcrafted holiday gifts. Wishing everyone the best of luck with finals and a safe winter break. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connection. Have a great week and keep it locked.
Going with Come on, will you, driver? Give her all you got. Look out.
Trapped forever, spinning down the hall. Let no Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a friendly reminder to inform you that you're tuned in and listening to
in the band, forever underground, name It's filter. I kinda like him, but I think he became my killers and pets. Death isn't so hard, used to be my neighbor. He found somebody that still reads the paper. They keep it open cause it's casual business. I kinda like them, can't tell if it's wicked or not.
Jumping off the turnstiles, he fought more than all the feeling inside. I see a lady kicking over her chair. She's a lonely, holy roller, and she just don't care. Yeah. Woo. My teacher told me I would never get far. Now I'm staring at the lady while I sit at the bar. Look at the clock and it says 1:45. But she's shaking and she's jumping like there's nothing to lose. She's rolling. Yes, she's rolling. Take me home. The lady dancing right next to me. She grabbed my hand and we danced all night. Now I'm the holy roller who is seeing the light. I'm rolling. Yes, I'm rolling. She took me home and holy rolling.
What's up, everyone? It's time to answer today's 10-second question. Alright, you ready? Here we go. What radio station are you listening to? Time's almost up. 3, 2, 1. The correct answer is WONY Oneonta 90.9 FM Red Dragon Radio. Don't forget to keep it locked.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless.